Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for December 5th through 11th, 2022. We are beginning to round out the year, which is, you know, I said this last week, it's a bit strange for me, and maybe it's a bit strange for you. This week we are in Sagittarius season, and we are also coming up to a full moon. So we got a lot to talk about, especially because this full moon puts a spotlight on Mars and Gemini. In fact, and I was having this conversation, I think, with a client, it's, we sort of take for granted the actual astronomy and actually looking at the stars. And I know that I say this, you know, I'm in an urban area, but Mars, and I believe this is a function of its retrograde. It's really bright in the sky right now. It's red, so go look at it. It's going to be very close to the moon at the time of the full moon this week on Wednesday, December 7th. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Again, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium here in the New York City area. I'm just across the river in New Jersey, and every week we gather live to look at the astrology, this idea that astrology is energy. There's us, there's the astrology is 50%, you are the other for 50%, but of course there are things that we can't control, and so we can only work to be in alignment with it and to allow this time that we're living in, and even Sagittarius season, to reveal within us whatever it wants to reveal. And that's really at the core of Sagittarius season, ruled by Jupiter, fire sign, last fire sign, is that it's meant to reveal something in us. It's the sign that gets us to see the world, to make sense of our world, to sort of have a sense of truth and meaning and belief. And it's for this, in traditional astrology, Sagittarius is religion, it's philosophy, it's education, and particularly higher education and higher degrees. And of course, we can get all smarty pants and know-it-all with Sagittarius, but we have Jupiter over in Pisces, and Pisces reminds us that we have to feel. It's not enough to read all the books. It's sort of to integrate the knowledge within and have a sense of, you know, it's like you can memorize all this stuff, you can get a degree, but are you wise? And that's really the invitation of Jupiter in Pisces. So yeah, this week we've got a full moon. I'm thinking of the moon as I was finishing my Saturn masterclass last week, and we had this 12-week class where we met weekly, and it was a really great group of people, and I know some of you like to watch, so hello, and I'm going to miss you already, because we sort of formed that connection over 12 weeks of work. Of, it's about Saturn, but it's not about Saturn. It's really about creation. It's about the structure of life and sort of these sort of esoterics, but also quite practical steps that we take through each of the 12 signs. So we ended the class, and this was one of those things where it's magical. I didn't plan it. It was on a Pisces moon, and I said, go outside, look at Jupiter. And I, you know, after the class ended at like 11 Eastern, and I walk outside with my dog, and like, there's Jupiter, there's the moon. So I think we need more appreciation of the planets. And if you're lucky enough to live someplace where you can see the heavens more readily, go look at the stars. That's Sagittarius. It's fire. It's the fire of the heavens. It's the fire of stars and comets and all that jazz. So what else is going on this week? Well, we're sort of getting into the season. This is sort of like a quick update. I get this asked every season. Do I do gift certificates? I do. The link is in the show notes, or if it's not in the show notes, I will put it in the show notes. They're almost all on my website. Of course, you know, for those for whom this is a good option, you can do that. And then another shameless plug, I'm doing a webinar on December 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is my yearly look at the astrology. So the astrology of 2023. Yes, 2023. And two of the major things that are happening in 2023 are Saturn's arrival in Pisces in March, March 7th, and Pluto's preview of Aquarius starting on March 23rd. Kind of crazy to believe that Pluto is just going to make a dip into Aquarius next week. Next week, geez, hopefully not. Next year in March, just really, what was that, a few months from now. So we've got some big major astrology changes on the horizon. We also have the lunar nodes going into Libra and Aries, or Aries, Libra, North Node, Aries, South Node, and Libra. The eclipses are going to start to change signs as a result. And what does this mean for you? So that link, the astrology of 2023, is in the show notes. Even if you cannot join live, you can still get the replay. It's always available within, you know, a couple of hours of the webinar ending. So there you go. Always good to see you all. If you're watching live, say hello where you're watching from. I know you're in Hawaii, you're in Europe, you're here with me in the East Coast of the United States, and some of you are even in Australia. You wake up tomorrow with me today, and some of you tell me you watch me at the gym or you listen to me in the car, your commute. So it's always fun to check in and see where you all are. It's Sagittarius season. We have to travel the world vicariously through each other. So let's look at the astrology of this week, December 5th through 11th, 2022. As I said, as we start the week, actually, I did not mention this. I was going to say it was full moon, but then I realized today, Monday, December 5th, the moon is in Taurus. And I'm highlighting that because normally the moon is a bit of an ephemeral influence. It's kind of in and out of a sign every 2.5, 3 days, except of course when we have a full moon, and then it's definitely not ephemeral. But the moon in Taurus, this is the day that the moon reaches the eclipse degree of November 8th. So if you recall, we had a lunar eclipse back on November 8th. It was at 16 degrees of Taurus, and it made a bit of a conjunction to Uranus. And Uranus, which has been in Taurus since 2018 and 2019, that's a huge influence on the astrology of this year in particular, because it's making a square to Saturn. And it's, you know, I said this to somebody recently, it's one of those things where I have these conversations and I can't remember if it's a client or it's a student or if it's somebody in my life. I was like, think back to your life in 2018, 2019. Okay, now compare it to now. And you're like, well, COVID, this. And I'm like, but yes, and astrology. The lives we had in 2018, 2019 do not exist anymore. Who we were in 2018, 2019 doesn't exist anymore. Is it a function of astrology? I don't know. Is it sort of this parallel with the astrology and the events of our lives and the events of our collective experiences? Absolutely. That's the thing about this square, you know, Saturn's arrival in Aquarius in 2020, Uranus's arrival, you know, a couple years before in 2018, 2019 in Taurus, is it's happening in the fixed signs. And the fixed signs talk about the parts of our life that remain fixed, steady, you know, resources, money, things that you don't want to go up and down. A roof over your head, for example, the sense of stability and security. I know that if I go to work, they pay me money and I do it all over again. Or, you know, this person's going to be in my life, this person's not going to be in life. And how this energy through the fixed signs, it's felt, at least to me, I'm kind of, I don't know how for you, I'm a fixed sign. It's like just a slow moving hurricane. And so everybody's like, how are you doing? And I'm just like, I'm just hanging in there like everybody else, because I'm kind of waiting to see what's still remaining by the time we get to March of 2023. And to be fair, the Saturn-Uranus square, it had its three peaks in 2021, but we really felt it again with this eclipse that we had, both these eclipses really, but particularly this eclipse that we had on November 8th, just a month ago. So I'm like, let's see what's still remaining as we get into the new year and as we get to March of 2023, when Saturn finally goes into Pisces. And then we all have to do this sort of like deep meditative, spiritual, what does it all mean, existential crisis work. I'm kidding. Kind of not kidding. I think Saturn and Pisces, and kind of getting off on a tangent, it's this you know, I think Saturn, it's the hardest when it's in Pisces, because we're not building Saturn. We're not building something that we can see. It's all internal, existential, spiritual. It can only be felt intuitively. It cannot be touched. And this is the Saturn of finding peace. And how do we find peace after the past few years, or even the last year? Like, what does peace feel like? And of course, the answer, maybe not of course, the answer is it's an internal feeling. You know, we have to find peace within us. But of course, we don't always have the luxury of peace, especially if we are in a space of conflict, or even in a place in the world that has conflict. Pisces is really going to help us make awareness of our connectedness as humans. And this is the first time that Saturn's been in Pisces since 1996. So Saturn was in Pisces 1994, 5, and then 6 as well. So again, I'm getting ahead of myself. So today, Monday, December 5th, we are sort of echoing back to that lunar eclipse just a month ago. And sometimes eclipse energy, it needs a seed. I'm sorry, it takes the seed from last month, but it needs a trigger. And maybe today is a trigger. Maybe a trigger is not a good word. Maybe activator. The moon is an activator. Then we get into Tuesday, December 6th, and Mercury, it goes into Capricorn. So this is important to note for a couple of reasons. Number one, Mercury is actually going to spend, I think it's 9 weeks in Capricorn. It does not leave Capricorn until February 11th. Why? Well, because Mercury is going to go retrograde at the end of December. Yes, it's almost that time of year again. The other thing is that Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. I just had to go through a couple signs in my head. The Gemini full moon on Wednesday, December 7th. So we have a little bit of a tone shift, because Mercury, as of right now, it's in Sagittarius. It's a little bit like, hey, I know it all. I got the answers. Going to Capricorn, this is a Mercury where it knows the answers, because it's lived a life. It's sort of lived experiences, as opposed to necessarily book knowledge. Mercury in Capricorn is the cooler heads prevail to the Gemini full moon with a conjunction to Mars. That's why I was mentioning Mars earlier. You know, Gemini energy, and I say this as somebody who has a Gemini moon, it's all over the place. It's really curious. It's intensely curious. Think of a toddler, and then you've got that Gemini energy. And that's not a dig at Gemini. It's just that this energy that needs to taste everything, try everything, do everything, sometimes in pairs, certainly in multitudes. And that's where you get the other side of Gemini, which is sort of the co-rulership with Virgo, where you need to take all that information gathering and start to discern it and make it, you know, sort of form sort of sense of systems and structures and outlines and organizations. And those are the two sides of that Mercury coin, Gemini and Virgo. So it's this intensely restless and curious sign, and it like needs to see the world, needs to, again, try everything. And you add a Mars conjunction to it, and it kind of amps it up. It can be a little bit hot-headed. Like, in on a positive side of things, this is a full moon about courage and action and leadership and bravery and going after something and maybe saying the things that we need to say. Maybe it's getting our point across. Maybe it's sitting down and writing that manuscript. Maybe it's doing that bit of public speaking. But then there's the other side of it. It's a bit temperamental. You know, Mars and the moon can get a little hot-headed. Mars and the moon needs a lot of physical exercise. And by extension, if you have moon in Aries, the same is the case too. It's just a lot of physical energy. So this is physical energy, but it's also physical energy that wants to be expressed through the voice, how we move, how we speak and listen and learn and educate ourselves. And we might not have a lot of restraint. You know, that's the thing about Mars and even Gemini energy, because it's a young sign, it's the third sign of the zodiac, is that it typically is a little bit fast, quick, impulsive, sharp, decisive, kind of saying those quick things. But then you have Mercury over in Capricorn, and Capricorn is not a young sign. It sort of talks about how we have to find this little bit of a dance between the sort of the quickness of Gemini, the curiosity of Gemini, but also that sharp edge of Mars with the even temperament of Capricorn. Capricorn is typically like, okay, does it work? Like, you know, it sort of has that very, let's say Capricorn is the adult, typically the adult in the room. And so this is a Mercury that sort of being a little bit of a gatekeeper for our experiences, this Gemini full moon. And it's saying like, is it a yes? Is it a no? Does this work for you? Does this not work for you? It's a very black and white influence. This is also saying that we have to, you know, typically with a full moon, we have some decisions to make. We have to take action. Something demands our attention. And Capricorn says that maybe this is an action or an attention that we have to make that is a bit serious. It's future oriented. It's looking towards, you know, building towards the future, making the right choices, making mature and responsible choices. So that's a little bit of the, let's say, the friction in this full moon. It's like, how do we remain curious and stay that, so that I love that Gemini openness to everything, but also bring in the Mercury in Capricorn that says, okay, like I could do all these things, but what is the right choice forward? What is going to be in the right maturity, responsibility, accountability? This is typically a very accountable Mercury in Capricorn, and one that really honors commitment. You know, when you say yes to something with Mercury in Capricorn, you're saying yes to it, but you're also saying no. If it's not, if it doesn't work for you, then it's a no, and that's okay. So we got a lot of interesting influences with this Gemini full moon. Gemini playing counter to that Sagittarius new moon that we had on November 23rd. And this is a full moon that also makes a square to Neptune. And it's a bit wide, but also to Jupiter in Pisces. So we got the Capricorn influence. We also have the Pisces influence. And Pisces is deep, like a sort of deeply existential element in this full moon. It's you know, you get the Pisces and the Capricorn. It's a very sort of, let's say, wise influence. It's like, okay, like I'm making the hard decision. I'm making the decision for the future. And it's sort of this act of surrender, an act of compassion, an intuitive choice, a choice that really feeds our soul or feeds a sense of mission and purpose in our lives, as opposed to this like sort of choice that we make without really thinking it through. So this is the week to really think things through. And if you start to feel that very hot rush of Mars energy, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to channel it? Are you going to start writing out your novel? You're going to go to the gym? You're going to get some fresh air? Get the blood flowing, but it'll be a little interesting to see how this all plays out. I think the thing that I'm holding on to is there's a trine to Saturn, so that somebody's got their hand on the steering wheel. Otherwise, this can be like a very hot full moon coming in hot. Next day, on December 8th, we have Sun opposite Mars. This is the Sun's annual opposition to Mars. It sort of highlights this Mars retrograde that we have until January 12th and Mars in Gemini all the way until March 25th of 2023. Sun opposite Mars can be a little combative. It can be very enthusiastic. It can be very confident, especially Sun and Sag. And so maybe we are being a little confident, maybe a little enthusiastic, maybe we're shooting our shot, maybe we're going after what we want, and maybe that's the thing, we've got this sort of heady rush of energy. It can be a little bit, I want that, I'm gonna go get it. But then you've got the Capricorn influence, you've got the Pisces influence, and saying, okay, well, maybe is this the best thing for me? Is this the best thing for us? This is the best thing for everybody. So again, channel this Mars energy, you know, in a good way. It's very physical, sex, gym, whatever you want to do with it. Then we go into December 9th, and Venus joins Mercury in Capricorn. So Venus in Sagittarius, it's very freedom-loving. It's a little bit of a bohemian Venus. It likes to do relationships and connection and value and worth in its own way. In Capricorn, it's a little bit different. It's typically a little bit more of a traditional placement for Venus. In Capricorn, Venus is very value conscious. Is it worth it? You've got one side of Venus in Capricorn that doesn't like to spend money. You have another side of Venus in Capricorn that spends money, but in a very strategic way that sort of invests and builds security for the future. This is a, let's say, a powerful Venus. It sort of really values money, power, and status. I realize money, power, and status can be constructive, destructive. It's two sides of things. And this is a Venus in Capricorn that sort of takes down some of the heat of, let's say, this Gemini full moon energy. Capricorn is a sign, and I realize we're not quite at Capricorn season, ruled by Saturn. You see, it's a sign, and even Aquarius, its neighboring sign, also ruled by Saturn. This is where things want to take shape and take form. This is where we have the vision of Sagittarius season, and what does the vision of Sagittarius season start to build, start to construct, start to become real? And so we have two personal planets, Mercury and Venus in Capricorn. They're like kind of in advance of the sun. They're like, okay, well, how do we start to make things real and solid in our life and start to do the practical grounded work and to really sort through everything, you know, especially as we get into the end of the year? It's like, what do we want to bring with us into 2023? And what do we not want to bring with us in 2023? So that's your look at the astrology of this week, December 11th, 2022. And now let's look at the signs of the zodiac. So just your reminder, listen for your sun sign. Also listen for your rising sign. Sometimes I always get the question, which one is better? Both, they are two points of data in your life, sort of these two ways of looking at how your life is built, how it unfolds, the time in which it unfolds, and sort of these sort of energies that you have access to. So, starting with Aries. Aries, this full moon in Gemini puts the spotlight on you. You're what's called Mars ruled, and Mars, your planet, has been in Gemini since August 20th. It's not going to leave Gemini until March 25th of 2023. That is 7 months. It's a long time for your planet to be in one sign. And Gemini is a little bit of a restless place for you. Maybe you've been traveling, exploring, especially, you know, after the past couple of years. Maybe it's very much focused on education. Maybe you're doing a lot of speaking and communication. But the spotlight is now on you with this full moon. So you may see something that's happening around this full moon that connects to you or connect to something that you're saying or something that you're sharing, speaking, communicating, something that you're teaching. And also as a result, this is a full moon where you've got to make some choices. You have to take action. Here's the rub. Mars is retrograde. Mars retrograde doesn't mean that you can't take action. This isn't 7 months of you being on the bench. It's just a shift in the polarity of the energy. It's not active, it's receptive. So this is a full moon in Aries, full moon in Gemini with Mars, where you have to sort of think first, intuit first. Maybe that's the thing with the Pisces influence. And how do you feel your way through your choices as opposed to just act instinctively? But there is a choice for you to be made at this time, especially with Mercury in Capricorn. This could be a choice about your future, your career, some sort of larger commitment and responsibility in your life. And this is where maybe this is getting to the heart of some of these themes that have been coming up since August, but especially since October 20th, not October 30th, when Mars turned retrograde. I think we have to also add that Mars is in this long square to Neptune, and I think there's a little bit of an existential crisis that's in this full moon. Maybe crisis is a strong word, but I think it's something that you've been wrestling about, like, where do you take your life? What's really important? What matters? Like, what feeds your soul, as opposed to maybe that instant gratification that typically Mars in Gemini would want. Taurus. So Venus, your planet, it's wrapping up its time in Sagittarius, and it's been spending time in something called your eighth. So this has been a little bit of a deeper emotional time over the past few weeks. Maybe you've had to do some emotional inventory, some emotional heavy lifting, and also, let's say, taking that adventure within. Well, that all starts to shift on Friday when your planet goes into Capricorn. Capricorn, like you, is a fellow earth sign. And earth signs are way, you know, more about the practicality of life, the duty and responsibility. Everything has to make sense on paper. That said, so Capricorn is something called your ninth sign. And the ninth sign is typically where we get philosophical. Things don't always have to make sense on paper, but there's a time, and especially with Venus going through the ninth, where you have to sort of weigh all the different options and different ways of doing things. And it's like, what do I want my future to look like? Where am I headed? What does this all mean? Another way of looking at it is that this is a lot of, you're sort of entering a period of travel. This is going to take you into, I think, the beginning of January. Travel, exploration, a focus on education as well. That said, Taurus, Gemini is something called your second sign. And the second sign, it talks about money, income, your material needs, your material life, the things that you spend money on, how you earn a living, and sort of these deeper themes about value and worth. Mars has been there, and especially since Mars is a relationship planet, maybe there's been some other questions about, like, the value of a relationship or stability and security around a relationship, spending around a relationship. But that said, there's something about this full moon that's actually really prompting you to take action about your material life. Maybe you have to make some purchases or some investments. Maybe you need to get very clear about spending. And I will say, with Mercury now over in Capricorn at the time of the full moon, you know, it's sort of making sure that your material life lines up with your convictions, lines up with your philosophy, your, you know, way of seeing the world, and maybe looking at how beliefs affect your material stability and security. Gemini, you are having a full moon in your sign, so the spotlight's on you, Gemini. So this is that time of year where, it's taking action. It's, you know, going after the things you want. Life's a bit loud at the moment. I think it's important to note, Gemini, that Mars has been in your sign since August 20th. And, you know, I think Gemini typically has a lot of things to say, but Mars is either, you know, things have just been coming out left and right. Maybe you've not been holding back on your words. Maybe you've kind of gotten into a little tussle with somebody, or maybe you've used this Mars to really seize action and to go after your wants and needs and your desires, because Mars is very driven by desire. Mars is retrograde, so there's sort of this theme in this full moon in Gemini where you have to weigh your actions against some other factors. Neptune, making sure that things line up on a deeper soul level, mission level, it's sort of existential level. Mercury is going to be in Capricorn. Mercury is your planet. And so you're feeling a little bit, let's say, older with this full moon. And I mean that in the best possible way. It's sort of that sense of maturity and responsibility and sort of that razor sharp focus that Capricorn can give us. And maybe you haven't had razor sharp focused. Maybe it's been a little bit unclear, especially with Mercury square Neptune last week. Mercury going through other places in your chart. But I think with Mercury going to Capricorn, it's also getting into sort of some deeper emotional material. And that's, you know, do keep in mind, because you are Mercury ruled, is that Mercury will spend 9 weeks in Capricorn. So it's just a little bit of a deeper thread that takes you into the new year, into February 11th, where as much as this is about these larger themes in your life, it's like you have to get into the deeper emotional material and searching your soul and I don't know, maybe like working with a therapist, you know, uncovering things and sort of looking at the hidden desires and motivations behind your actions. Cancer, Gemini is something called your 12th sign. You have to sort of see things as this sort of larger framework, a larger journey that we all take through the zodiac. And you have your own personal calendar, Cancer. That personal calendar resets itself at the time of your birthday. So I'm going through Cancer. But Gemini is the sign that's before Cancer, and it sort of forms the end of your astrology, the end of the road. And with a full moon in Gemini, this is a, let's say, a full moon that's really prompting you to either release something, let go of something, make space for something new to come in. I mean, that's really how things work in life, is that something often has to leave so that something else can come in. I will say Mars, which is a career planet for you, is in the 12th. And I think there's been a little bit of this existential question for you, Cancer, over the past, since August, about where do I really want to take my professional life? What's the role that I want to play in the world? Is it this? And maybe it's not this. And maybe you've been really thinking on some deep thoughts about if it's not this, then what is it? So this might be a full moon for some of you to actually pull the trigger and go after something that you really want to do. For other people, it's really getting more deeply into these existential themes about how do I do my work in the world but feel good about it, feel like it's feeding something, nourishing my soul, or feeling like it's giving back or giving me that sense of completion. Let's say more of a traditional way of looking at things, because Mars is the power and the drive of the chart, you don't really have a lot of power and drive at the moment, and maybe you're feeling a little bit lower energy, you need to take a nap, you need to recuperate, maybe a little bit under the weather at the moment, so definitely take your vitamins, Cancer. That said, you know, like I said, it's really poking on some deeper existential and philosophical and spiritual themes at this time. And maybe with Mercury going into Capricorn, it's helping you to get a little bit more laser focused. Leo. Leo, so Gemini is your 11th sign. So the spotlight is on friends, community. It's the people in your life. Of course, there's relationships, but it's like sort of that larger network of relationship in your life. And who is your community? Who are the people that you want to be connected to? And maybe you're really, with Mars and Gemini, even though it's a retrograde, really driven to make connection, make friends, and make community at this time. But Mars is retrograde. Mars is in this long square to Neptune, and maybe it's been not happening on your timeline. Maybe it's bringing up some deeper themes or deeper issues about connection or feeling like you belong someplace. That said, typically a full moon demands choice, it demands action, and maybe this is about really seeing the fruit of your labor or needing to course correct something. That said, you know, the 11th is also the place that puts us in touch with the world at large. It could be social issues, social causes, getting involved in something, volunteering, but also our place in the world and our vision of the future. So this is a full moon that's really inspiring you and activating you to get very clear about the future that you want to aim towards, even if you're, you know, having to do a lot of back and forth with Mars retrograde. And Mars is what's called the ruler of your fourth. So this is a time when, you know, maybe you're sort of looking out towards the world and feeling a little bit like, where do I belong? Where are things going? And that's sort of this question mark that's happening, especially with that solar eclipse that you had on October 25th. And maybe this is a full moon that's really putting in the spotlight some of the seeds that this solar eclipse planted back on October 25th. Where is home, Leo, and who is home? Where do you want to plant yourself? And maybe you got some decisions to make Maybe they're very practical decisions as Mercury comes to Capricorn. Virgo, so your planet arrives in Capricorn, and Capricorn is what's called your fifth sign. So you're actually going to have 9 weeks of Mercury in Capricorn, Mercury in your fifth sign. What does that mean? So over the next 9 weeks, there's sort of this larger theme about identity. What makes you you? Who are you? What's sort of the direction that you want to sort of build your life in, but also like what do you want to put into your life? The fifth feeds the sixth. It's a little bit of a technical point, so bear with me for a moment. What do we want in life? And so this is the thing about Virgo. It's an earth sign. It's very much focused instinctually on like there has to be a plan. It has to look a certain way. It needs to make sense on paper. But I think Mercury's time in the fifth is reminding you that before anything can be sort of, there can be a plan for anything, first your heart has to be in it. There has to be a sense of passion, desire. It has to move you towards something. So you've got this big story over the next 9 weeks of really cultivating passion, desire, what, you know, what really gets you, you know, worked up about the things that you want to create and do in your life. And of course, this larger theme around identity. Do not build somebody else's framework. Build just your own. Don't do somebody else's plan. Do yours. And maybe this is something that you're really thinking about and feeling as you go through the next few weeks. This full moon is in your 10th. So this is putting a spotlight on your career, on your place in the world, on the title after your name, and also these larger duties and responsibilities in your life. This is sort of a very powerful full moon for you, Virgo. This full moon is also putting a spotlight on Mars's time in Gemini. Gemini is your career sign. This has been since August. So if your professional life has been not quiet, it's probably not going to be very quiet this week. You know, Mars typically is loud, it's brash, it's bold, it's courageous, and maybe you're, you know, taking a brash and bold and courageous move. Maybe you're having to be combative in your professional life, or maybe it's, you know, really driving you, being very self-motivated to go after your goals and ambitions. But this is a big full moon for you, Virgo, especially as it plays off of Jupiter's time in Pisces, which is your relationship sign. So it's possible that this is a week of turning points, Virgo. Libra. So your planet Venus is wrapping up its time in Sagittarius this week, and that's your third sign. So think of the past few weeks as this time of travel, exploration, getting curious, focusing on education, writing, speaking, communication. It's a very experiential time for you, Libra, but that begins to change once Venus goes into Capricorn on December 9th. So Venus's time in Capricorn, it takes you into December, but this is a time what's really focusing on home and family and sort of these larger themes around what's of value and worth in your life, and sort of the sense of stability and security in the home environment may need more attention so that you can create stability and security in your life. Then we have the Gemini full moon, and it puts a spotlight on the 9th, and that's where Mars has been since August 20th. Mars is a relationship planet for you, so there might be something coming up between you and another person. It could be an intimate partner. It could be another relationship in your life, and I think Mars's time in Gemini has been picking out a larger story around like faith, truth, conviction, making sure that you and another person are on the same page. And maybe there has been some debates, or maybe there have been some arguments because it's like the you haven't been lining up on how you see things. I mean, we can't forget that Libra is a, you know, typically a master negotiator. They're able to see things from a lot of different perspectives. Mars typically demands action, it demands choice. So maybe this is sort of forcing you to take a side. But it is your instinct to try to conflict resolve, try to find the solution that works for everybody. But Libra is with Mercury, the full moon pointing down towards your fourth. This may change something in your home life or how you feel about something, or maybe sort of these larger themes around stability and security. That said, you are in a larger period of time that is about travel, exploration. This takes you into March, of course, and getting very clear about what you want, what you need, what you stand for, and what you believe in. Scorpio. In a way, Scorpio, you're in the spotlight. I know you're a sign that typically doesn't like to be in the spotlight, but I always remind Scorpio that Leo is your 10th sign. So actually, I think you secretly like it. That said, this full moon is in your 8th, and Mars is in your 8th, and it's been in the 8th since August 20th. And if you know anything about astrology, the 8th is typically Scorpio's domain. It's a place in the chart where we have to be tested, where we have to search ourselves and to do the inner work and to dig. And it's sort of this reminder that a life that is untested, a life that is unexamined, it has no depth. It has no and yet nothing to hold on to. So even though the 8th is a place that should be familiar, it's not an easy place. And maybe this has been a transit since August that's really picking up on some deeper emotional themes. Am I safe? What's happening? Which way is up? Which way is down? But also that time, this is the beauty of what Scorpio does. There goes my dog. The beauty of what Scorpio does is that it goes into the deepest, darkest parts of ourselves so it can find the thing. It can find the gold. It can put light where there's darkness. So maybe this full moon illuminates something that you've been searching for. That's that thing, that emotion, that feeling, that bit of information, because you are an investigator, that bit of information deep within that suddenly makes everything make sense, hopefully. But also this might be a full moon where you're having a tough conversation or an intimate conversation or even a very revealing conversation. Mercury is in Capricorn, so this is probably a serious talk. Maybe it's a serious talk about intimacy and vulnerability, truth, power, and control, and by extension, relationships. So we have the full moon, and then we have Venus going to Capricorn, and Venus is a relationship planet, so this is sort of getting some clarity on a connection between you and another person, Scorpio. Sagittarius. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. You're at the midpoint of your sign. So, the people that are born in the middle of Sagittarius, it's your birthday week. Having a full moon around this time, if it's your birthday, it says that this is, if your birthday is on December 7th, for example, plus or minus a day, the coming year, something's in the spotlight. Typically when the full moon is bringing you into a new birthday year, it's a year that's lived in light. I mean illuminated. Typically life's not quiet with a full moon at your birthday. That said, this full moon puts the spotlight on relationships, other people, how you connect, interact, and socialize. And with Mars in Gemini, this has been an interesting time about relationship. For some people, Mars has been a very provocative force since August. Maybe people have come into your life. Maybe you've felt more driven and motivated to connect to other people. Maybe there has been this argument that's been coming to a head with somebody in your life. But again, it's the focus on relationships, and it's bringing to, again, ahead this Mars retrograde. And Mars is a planet that does talk about romance and self-expression and creativity for you, and maybe this sort of larger theme between you and another person, especially if it's a romantic connection. That said, this full moon Mercury, your relationship planet's in Capricorn, and so you got to get very clear and sharp and focused about what's a value in relationship and what's not a value in relationship. What do you want? What do you want to invest your time and money in, or even to just invest your time? And typically Capricorn gets very black and white, like either something's working or it's not working, and maybe with all this Neptune influence, this is going to give you a little bit more clarity on something that's been going on. This full moon does play off of Jupiter and Neptune down in your fourth. So this are these larger emotional themes, themes about family, things about home, the household. It will also add that Mercury is also a career planet. So this may affect sort of this larger direction in your life. Capricorn. So this full moon is happening in your sixth sign. And the sixth sign is what I like to call the command seat of your personal astrology. What does that mean, command seat? Being in the command seat, meaning being in the command seat of life, means that you are in charge of all the details. It's like you have a schedule, you stick to the schedule, everything has a sense of order, placement, and flow. Sounds a little bit boring, but it is a necessity. So this full moon is really bringing to a head this need to make sure that your human life is in order, that things are flowing and running. Mars in this part of your chart actually is maybe pushing you towards, Mars is pushing you towards physical exercise. Wow, it took a while to get out. Physical exercise, getting, you know, so the physicality of Mars in this place, it really puts the spotlight on health and wellness. You need to focus on your health and wellness. And Mars has a lot of physical energy, and maybe you're putting it towards a project or an initiative. This full moon is also playing off of some things that are going on in your third, which is about choice and sort of weighing your options and really trusting your intuition. Also, these larger themes that continue, I know I keep saying this every week, about money, income, material stability, material security, and investments. Maybe you're a bit of a workaholic at the moment with Mars and Gemini. I will also add that, you know, with Mercury, the ruler of the full moon in Capricorn, hey, you're Capricorn, there's something about new beginnings, new actions, new initiatives, and maybe on some way just really needing to get extra Capricorn about something, which is where you get very clear, very black and white, you cut things out, you do things a certain way, you get things organized, and maybe this is how this is showing up in your physical health and wellness. That said, Sagittarius season for you, it's the end of your personal zodiac, and so this is a time to let go of things so that you prepare for the next season, which is your season, which starts on the 21st of December. Aquarius, so we've got Saturn still in your sign. It's, again, you got a few more months while Saturn is in Aquarius. And I think some of the comments that I made in the introduction to today's or this week's video, I'll really go back and listen to them, Aquarius, because it's like really reflecting on your life and these stages, 2018, 2019, and 2020, and how there's been so much change between then and now, in theory. And I don't know, I feel like I know a lot of Aquarius rising people, and there's just been like so much change for Aquarius and Aquarius rising people. I think one of the hardest things is because, you know, with Saturn in your sign, it's really, you know, pushed you to take the next step up, to be a leader, also to take on more responsibility, but maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's tiring you out, Aquarius. You know, that said, Gemini for you, blanking on the sign, Gemini for you, where is Gemini? Aquarius, Leo, not the fifth, not the fourth, the third, that's right, it's the third. Aquarius for you, that's not right, that's Pisces. Fifth, geez, kind of got like turned around. I was like, Gemini is an air sign, Aquarius is an air sign. Yes, it's a fifth. It's a lunar eclipse, not the eclipse. It's a full moon, the fifth. Anyway, I'm going to get my brain back. This full moon is in the fifth. So in a way, it puts you in the spotlight, but not you in the sort of sense of self. It's sort of these deeper themes about what makes you you. And maybe with everything that's been happening, and certainly perhaps a lot has been happening, Aquarius, this is a time where you have to get back to the things that give you fun, that give you life, give you passion, give you joy, that really feed your life. You know, Mars has been in your fifth, so this is in theory a very creative time for you. And this full moon puts Mars in the spotlight. So I would take this energy and put it towards something, create something, allow it to stir energy in you, to give you passion in life, to put it towards the things that actually feed you, Aquarius. But that said, you know, Sag season is starting the end of your personal zodiac calendar. You're sort of looking towards the future and doing this dance between your needs, your wants, and then also the needs and wants of your community, your friends, looking towards the future as well. Pisces. Last but not least, Pisces. So this is a big full moon for you, Pisces, because this full moon puts your, what's called your fourth, in the spotlight. This happens every year, approximately around this time. It could be in late November, it could be in the first few weeks of December. When the fourth is highlighted, this is about home and family. It's about the household, where you live, where you put down roots, and even these more deeper themes around home and family and getting your needs met and really feeling like you're here and secure and supported. Mars has been in Gemini since August 20th, and it's a little bit of a noisy placement for Mars, and maybe your home life, household, or even your emotional life, family life, has been a bit blustery since August. Maybe you've had to move, maybe you're in the midst of a move, maybe family demands a lot from you at this moment. Like I said, maybe it's a lot of emotional material coming up for you. Typically a full moon demands a choice, demands an action, and maybe you've got to make some choices about your household, where you live, or how you're gonna get your needs met. This is all playing off of Sagittarius season. Sagittarius for you is about your career. It's about the duties and responsibilities in the world as opposed to the duties and responsibilities at home, fourth. And how do you do the dance between your worldly life but also your inner home life? That said, this full moon plays off of Jupiter, and Jupiter is at the very end of Pisces. Hey, you're Pisces. And so this is a bit of a dynamic full moon that also even brings in the energies of Neptune. Mercury, the ruler of this full moon, is in your third. So this is, you have to, wait, that's not right. Capricorn, yeah, third. Gemini's fourth. Yeah, geez, sorry guys. I guess I'm having a little bit of a dyslexic moment. But Mercury is in the 11th. So this is a full moon that also has to get you very clear about your future and where you want to take your direction in your life. Wow, my brain just got a little bit scrambled. But maybe that's all that Neptune influence. I have a very strong Neptune in my chart. But that's a little bit of a side note. So anyway, there we go. That's your look at the astrology for December 5th through 11th, 2022. Thank you for my brain not working. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify. I know many of you are my clients, and it's always lovely to work with you one-on-one, just your yearly year-end reminder. You can book gift certificates, but more importantly, I am doing my year-end preview of the astrology of 2023. This is going to be on December 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can still register and get the replay even if you can't be there live. That's all I got. So do be well. Jeez, my brain not working. Take care of yourself. Be well. Maybe my brain will work better next week. And until then, enjoy the Gemini full moon. Give it a channel of energy. It's going to run a little bit hot, get a lot of fresh air and maybe even some physical exercise with it. But until next week, take care. Be well. Bye-bye.